Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Hidden Blacks Law. We are here with Google in plain sight, and we're about to get into the business for you. Good morning, fellas.
Good morning. Good morning.
Awesome. We got a great show for them today. I'll let y'all go ahead and get into it.
All right, let's kick things off with a disclaimer. First of all, this broadcast is for informational and referential purposes only. This is not legal advice. Note-taking is highly encouraged. The sources cited herein are Black's Law Dictionary, the United States Constitution, and the Maryland State Constitution, and also U.S. case law. So
awesome.
Today's show, we're going to start with the meat and the potatoes. Since most people deal with the court in situations related to traveling the highways and byways, we're going to address the law in that regard.
Sounds good.
So,
let's do it.
All right,
so
go ahead.
That,
go ahead, Plainside.
Yeah, I'm going to kick into some. Here we are. Here are a couple of statements. There can be no sanction or penalty imposed upon one because this exercise of constitutional rights. The claim and exercise of a constitutional right cannot be converted into a crime. Personal liberty consists of the power of locomotion, of changing situations, of removing one's person to whatever place one inclination may direct, without imprisonment or restraint unless by due process of law. So I'll let Google break those statements down.
All right. So in layman's terms, what it's saying is there you have a right to move about or travel, as it's called, and that cannot be infringed upon by any government because they do not give you that right. The government can't give you a right that's already been given to you by natural law or by God, as they call it. So when a government tells you that you cannot do something because they say so, even though you've been given two legs so you can move about, they cannot tell you you cannot move about because we say so, because you've already been proven, that's been proven wrong because someone gave you two legs to move about. It's the same thing as when you're traveling on the highways or roadways. You're free to move about. No one can tell you you can't move about because you have a mind that says, hey, I want to move. And no government can regulate that because that is a right of you as a human, or as they say, natural right.
Yeah,
that's an inalienable right. Inalienable rights, make sure we're clear on definition of that, means it cannot be removed even if you want to give it up. So you could say, hey, I don't want this right anymore. This still... No, that's not how it works. Unless you chop off their legs, yeah, it's still protected. Unless you chop off your legs, you can still move around. Unless you chop off your arms, you can still move around. So you can't say, because I don't feel like having this right anymore, I don't want it.
Right, all right. There it is. So... do you have any examples of that?
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, we have examples, furthermore, in case law where it's been addressed directly by judges and the stamp of this has been put onto it. So I will read one of those right now. So here we are with complete freedom on the highways is so old and well-established a blessing that we have forgotten the days of the robbers and barons and toll roads. And yet, under an act like this, arbitrary, administered, and highways must be completely, okay, may be completely monopolized. Through the lack of interest, the people submit, and they may look to seek the most sacred of their liberties taken from them by one or more of less rapid encroachment. basically, and that's Robertson versus Department of Public Works. Basically, the judge in that matter was saying that any infringement upon people's ability to travel at all could suddenly be turned into a way to have it taken altogether. So at any moment that the government interferes with your right to travel, they are threatening the ability to take it away entirely, and that's against the Constitution and outside of their jurisdictional power.
Wow.
So if you look at the Maryland State Constitution, Declaration of Rights, one of my favorite articles is Article 24, because they always say, okay, well, driving, you know, which is different because that is a driver. To be driving, you have to be a driver. So in order to be a driver, you have to be doing it for profit or for financial gain or for some company in some way. Is a privilege. They'll tell you every day, all day, driving is a privilege. Well, under Article 24 of the Maryland State Declaration of Rights, since I do live in Maryland, it specifically says that no right or privilege can be taken without a jury trial or a trial by law of the land. Law of the land, by definition, is common law, which still ends up being the same exact thing, a jury trial of your peers. So they just reiterated it to make sure that you know that either by their ruling or common ruling, it still has to be a jury of your peers is the only way you can lose your privileges. But yet, it will tell you all day that we can take away your privilege whenever we feel like it.
So the traffic court in and of itself is fraud. They removed the jury trial element. And also, it's important to note that when you say a jury trial of your peers, that means they have to get 12 people on that jury that understand common law, because that's the type of case that will be occurring. So it's very specific.
So say, for instance, you're in court and they're trying to try you for take away your privilege. Well, if the people that they have on that jury do not understand or cannot comprehend what is being stated, then that is not a jury of your peers, because they have to be at the same level of information as you. So if you don't have a people on that jury that understand the difference in law and what it actually states, and that's not a jury of your peers, that's just a jury.
Wow. And do they make sure of this, or they don't even have it for traffic court?
I'm going to put it like this. So, for one, what I found out reading the other day, right, you actually have to look this up. You're going to have to look this up because no one ever tell you. A district court, which is the lowest court. Everyone has been to district court. You know, you go, well, I won't say everyone, but most people have been to district court. You know, you go in for your, like we said, talking about lowest level, you're going for your little traffic court or citation or what they tell you is a crime. And
there's
no one there, right? There's just a guy on a stand, on a bench. And he's basically making making rulings, right? If you cannot have a jury trial, which in traffic court or district court, you cannot have a jury trial. District court is not actually considered a court of law. It's not part of that court system, because you cannot have a jury trial, so they can't call it a court of law. But they'll tell you all day that this is a court of law.
Wow.
And this guy's making rulings from the bench.
That's incredible. I didn't know that.
Nobody knows that. Who's going to tell you that? How does that help them? That doesn't help them. That just helps you. Because all you're going to say is, well, I want a jury trial of my peers. I actually, to make it even clearer what the lengths they will go to, I had requested a jury trial of my peers for a common law. I actually literally said I request a common law trial of my peers who understand the law. Judge literally sat on the bench in circuit court. Now, mind you, this is a court of law. They have to go by the law and legal system. Said, yeah, that may be your right, but that's not the way we do things here. So they will do whatever is necessary to make sure they get their conviction.
Whoa.
Unless somebody holds them accountable. And that's the main thing. No one holds them ever accountable.
Yeah, it's crazy the information they'll keep from you.
Wow. So we're understanding that of it. How do people get the right outcome of what they're looking for in a case where they're going to tell you something like that?
You present them with evidence. You present them with facts. What one thing systems hate are people with knowledge. As slave owners used to say way back, a smart slave cannot be a slave. They make terrible slaves. Smart slaves make terrible slaves because you know better. You know the difference. You're not going to do something. You're not going to give in. Same reason they didn't want them reading. Same reason they wanted writing. Because if you know stuff, at some point in time, you're going to band together and you're going to not let it happen anymore.
And I just always think it's personally very interesting, especially in that situation you had just set with district courts, where it'll be literally you in the room with the judge giving you an audience and the policy enforcer that they'll call an officer to further bolster the state's case against you. It's just a totally, they don't allude you to the fact that court, when you say court, like if I say, hey, let's go down to the basketball court, it's me against you. We're playing offense and defense as the game goes on. They put you on the defensive for an entire game until you do your best to win. I'm just going to sit here and try to score on you from one side of the court. And you never, so you're playing half a game, and no one ever just puts it in the plain view that this is being used incorrectly.
Right. Wow.
So it's very important, all the set, to note your setting and the, all the rules that actually apply to it.
Awesome. So this is my other question. When traveling, how do you express that information to a officer that has stopped?
Can I feel this one, please?
Oh, yeah.
So, just the other day, I had one attempt to get me into, you know, the whole semantics of it. And in doing so, he told me, for one, specifically blatantly say, not giving me your license is an arrestable offense, and I can take you in right now. So I specifically just told him no. And one thing you want to make sure you do is videotape and record everything. Always record everything. Before they even start talking, because the officer, that's another thing. Officer, by definition, is an elected official. Cops are not elected to anything. The only persons that can, the only people, I should say, that can consider themselves elected officials are sheriffs, the people for the bailiffs that work in the court system, you know, the people who are actually elected to the point of being in charge of law and regulating it. Cops are not officials, so you can't call them officer. They're just cop. They're just a cop. So, like I said, I want to make sure that the wording is clear, because by saying officer, they're trying to make you give them an official title. So that present that fear into your head.
Okay. Another pointer for me.
So, so
important to know who you're dealing with.
Yes. So what you want to do, remember, there's no cop that, except maybe the sergeant or above, that actually understands that what they do is not law. It's codes and regulations, statutes. So when they come up, make sure that you state before they even start talking is what personally, in my opinion, I do. This is what I do personally is I tell them they're being recorded for my safety and their own. So that way they know that, hey, this is going to be recorded. And personally, what I do is I also make it a live feed every single time. There is no time where it's not live because I don't want any kind of corruption of data.
Yeah, I've seen several cases of cops going through people's phones and deleting stuff to, that will incriminate themselves.
Wow.
So you make sure you have that. Secondly, what I have is I have, like, these are case laws, like the ones that are posted for this segment of our Black Hidden Blacks Law. There are distinctions and there are definitions and there are cases that have already stated all these things that Plain Sands and I are stating right now. So we're not actually giving any new information. We're just reiterating what's already been said. We make sure, I make sure I have the documents printed out and handed to them. I hand it to them in a document form. Just here. Here's the law. Because they will tell you all day what they're doing is law. This is law, this is law, this is law. There, no, it's not law.
Oh, may I interject for one moment? When the officer, or when the cop comes up to your automobile, he's going to ask you to roll down the window. From prior experience, do not roll it down beyond the point at which you, him, or her can hear each other verbally without, you don't need them to be able to reach into your property for any reason at all. Just enough to be able to slide documents back and forth.
Yes.
Okay.
Because there's many a times where they have used that against the person or the people to reach into their private property, which is literally, if you look at from legal terms, a breaking entering. To kidnap them.
Wow.
Because it's private property. Just like your house is your private property, no one can come into your private property without your permission and consent.
Right.
So you want to make sure that you only crack it. They will tell you you have to wind down their window because I say so or it's law. And then you just respond with, no, it's not. It's never been a law. And if so, can you state the law for me? Well, they can't state the law because there is no law. It's just their opinion. Because it's really literally just to get you into a situation where they have full control over you.
Well, that's a major highlight to note. But I'm sorry, beyond that, you can continue.
Yes, so going back to the original statements, that was a great point to make because it is very necessary. Just pass them the documents. One thing you always have to remember, you do not have to speak to them at any point in time. You can literally tell them, as I do, I don't talk to cops. Because what people forget is, by definition, a cop or a policeman is a public servant. You are their boss. If people tend to forget that you are their boss. It's not the other way around. You can't go. I don't know not one company that you can go into where the employee is going to tell, hey, boss, do this because I said so, and not get fired. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. It just doesn't work that way. But all day, that's the kind of mentality they will try to put into your mind.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So make sure you have all the case law printed out on document form so you can just hand it over. Slide it to them. That crack in the window.
Mm-hmm. And where can
then they
want?
And then, if you do not give up your license, as they say, well, you always have to remember that they have these things. Even if you're dealing with just, you know, their legal system, they have the Fourth Amendment and the Fifth Amendment, right? The Fourth Amendment is the right against legal search and seizure. Because if they seize your quote-unquote license, which is supposed to be your property, correct? It's your documents because the license is considered a document. Well, they just seized your property under false pretenses so they can search in a database to find a crime to convict you of or to put you into a criminal state. So now that's a legal search and seizure because now you're literally going to take this and go try to find something to put me under. Well, that also goes into the next one, which is the Fifth Amendment, self-incrimination. You have the right against self-incrimination. So you are literally giving him something so he can incriminate you with, so he can search for something to make it against you. No one thinks
one thing they learn. One thing they didn't learn is how to criminalize you. That's the one thing cops do know how to do. And you should not help them in any manner.
Right.
And next thing is, you want to make sure, like I said, you have your documents printed out. You have everything recorded. So if it does come into a court of law or a court of statute first, because it's most likely going to go to a district court, so it'll be a court of statute. You present them with the evidence because a court of law is a court on trial of fact. Statutes are not facts. Codes are not facts. They're not actually even allowed in a court of law because the law dictates that you have facts to back up your claim.
Wow. So what advice would you give to those people who do need to travel, do need to, you know, take care of business on the road under these laws and rights that we have as a people?
Make sure you know them. To just print out a document helps you. To know them makes you in control of the situation.
Yeah.
Because if they take that document and then say, well, what gives you this right? Well, what are you going to do now? There is a pivotal case that happened not too long ago. It was just to reiterate everything that's been stated for decades because of the difference between a right and a privilege, traveling versus driving. It was a court case by the name of Thompson versus Smith, a Supreme Court case, Thompson versus Smith, where they reiterated, I believe it was 2013, what has already been stated many times over, because there's probably close to court cases that have stated the same thing over and over and over and over again. It's just that most people do not know these cases, so it has to keep being restated for the people who are put in charge of making sure your rights are protected, because they somehow, I don't know, they somehow seem to forget that. it specifically states that traveling is not driving. They are not one and the same. They are not synonymous. They have two different definitions. You can't take one definition and replace it for another just to suit your needs.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And if you bring this, just to clarify some things, just so you understand how far this goes, if you bring up this information to an attorney, which is one who, you know, goes into a courtroom to represent you for a fee, they, because they work with those people on a daily basis, they have to win cases. They have to do things to help their client and the court, because a lawyer's first duty by their documents that give them their privileges to even be in that courtroom, says his first duty is to the court, not his client. It's to the court. His second duty is to his client. So he has to make sure that the court is not hurt or harmed or made to look bad. So if you present this evidence to them, they will tell you, oh, but we don't want to go that route. Let's see if we can go another route.
Yeah, they still want to stay to
their, working. Yeah, it hurts their working environment.
Wow. Well, we got about 2 minutes left. If you want to, you know, have a closing statement.
The one thing you should always remember is there's those sayings that like to be said. There's a couple I want to state right now. Ignorance of the law is no excuse. So if the information is there for you, get the information, make sure you know it. The second one is there was a judge who stated this, and they talk about him every time you do any kind of law school or any kind of legal conference. Most people are in jail voluntarily. That was his statement. Most people are in jail are there voluntarily because they take the plea bargain. They cop out. They let the court decide their case for them before they even had a chance. So know your law.
Absolutely. Know your law.
Plain sight, go ahead.
Further along the lines of what you were just saying, to kind of piggyback, is the law is an axiomatic truth. It's, you know, it's self-realizing. So don't allow yourself to be intimidated by these policy enforcers who are fraudulent and acting under color of law. It's important to really internalize that you understand that a fraud is in play. When they try to intimidate you, like you said, you're sitting in jail, that's due to you. It's not due to the people who coerced you into the situation. You were coerced. So don't allow yourself to be intimidated by their strong language and things of that nature. They're trying to literally punk you if you want to take it to that level.
Awesome. Well, thanks everybody who's been listening in. This is Hidden Blacks Law, hosted by Google in Plain Sight, educating communities on the law that they're not being told and protecting the rights as a people. We discuss the whole law and nothing but the law so you can understand what you're not being told. We'll see you Tuesday at 8 a.m. Thanks so much for tuning in.